let me tell you a game the enemy is playing with us. And he's playing with us all over the body of Christ with this. You have the right in Christ to be a whole person. One of the things that James says all the time is, he says, I spend my life desiring to see the church get healthy. Every single one of us has the right in Christ to be a whole, healthy individual, to have a healthy heart and a healthy mind. It gets to be your right in Christ. And here's what happens. When we begin to realize, for a long time, we won't even admit we have any stuff at all. But then once we come to grips with the fact that we really do have some pretty severe stuff, here's what the enemy starts playing on us with. He begins to convince us that if we really ever did open that can of worms, we wouldn't be able to deal with it. So if he can ever convince us, if I ever really looked into my past and dealt with the things that happened to me in childhood, I will go crazy. I will go crazy. And listen, it's a big one. It's a big one because it's a serious threat. Because we think, really, honestly, that could happen. And you know what? I'm not so sure it couldn't. Unless you claimed your right. You claimed your right in Christ. Listen, what does the enemy have to gain by convincing you don't ever deal with your past? Because your mind will never make it all the way through it. That is a stinking lie. You talk about a lie from the pit of hell. To do anything to threaten us, that we would not be able to get through it. Listen, he knows that on the other side of you dealing with your stuff, in the health and healing of Christ Jesus, your deliverer, would set your feet into a place of effectiveness and ministry and anointing. The enemy has great stake in you not going. So he has everything to lose and you getting healthy in Christ. Everything to lose. So whatever he has to play on you to get you from dealing with your stuff, he's going to do it. Now I'm going to tell you something. This happened to me. When I was in my early 30s, I had a crisis come in my life. And I've shared with you before on Wednesdays, but just in the knowledge that there are going to be different people listening today, I want you to know a testimony is something you tell a number of times because it's your story. And when I was growing up, I really did have a heart for God. I just had an extremely self-destructive, very unhealthy heart and mind. And I kept just cycling from one pit to the next. And this pit would look a little different than that pit. But listen, it was all pit dwelling. Constant defeat, cycling in and out of it. And I came to a place when I began to really wake up to a desire to walk with God. I became convinced, honestly, that the way you do this, even though I knew what all was in my past, you just pick up and you go on. That's what you do. That's what good Christians do. Put it behind you and go on. No thought to maybe you ought to open up your heart and let God heal you. No, it's just like, don't think about it. So that happened. Good Christians pick themselves up and they walk on. Anybody ever thought with that mentality before? Don't bother letting him heal you. Just get up and walk on. Other people have been through worse things. So we convince ourselves of this kind of thing. Well, see, I want you to just let me use this metaphor because I mean it as a metaphor and nothing more. When you've got a very self-destructive side of you inside of you, it takes a whole lot of energy to hold that monster down. You may know what I'm talking about. Well, what if life pitches you something that takes a lot of energy and you can't hold it down? Because now your hands are over here trying to hold this down, and now your hands are over here trying to hold this down. I came to a time in my family life where there were so many demands around me. I had a very, very problematic situation in my home. For one thing, a little boy that we were raising that was having tremendous behavioral problems. And suddenly, I couldn't keep my own stuff down because I needed to help with everybody else's stuff. Well, I took my hands off. And when I tell you that 9-foot Goliath stood up in me and she was ugly, boy, am I not kidding. And when I had to come to grips, I looked at my self-destructive self right in the mirror. And I thought, girlfriend, if you do not let God heal you, you are going to self-destruct. You are going to self-destruct. You, who know better than this, are going to self-destruct. And here's what the enemy, I thought, when I looked back and I thought, oh my word, when the day comes and I'm going to have to tell somebody about my abuse and I'm going to have to spit this out to somebody, and I've never told the details of it in public, but I have gone to a counselor and dead on told everything that happened to me. My husband knows much of what happened to me. But I can tell you that in that process, I became convinced that if I really did think it through, I was going to go crazy. I was going to go crazy. When the truth was, I was about to be set free. I was about to be healed. But the enemy couldn't let me think that. And for a while, I thought to myself, woman, you'll never be able to raise your children. You're going to be crazy by the time this is over with. Only that was a lie. That was a lie. Now, here's what I want to tell you. It may be that, like me, you need to get professional counseling. Somebody that really knows what they're doing in Christ and can help you along the way. But this I will tell you. You have the right to claim your soundness of mind to deal with your own stuff and get on to what you're called to do and walk as a whole, healthy person in Christ instead of in the fear that if you ever open up that door in your background, you could not deal with it. That is a lie. One of the things that I love about Christ is that when he heals you in a very progressive manner. He doesn't just open the whole thing up and up comes Jack in the Box all at once. He doesn't do this and, you know what I'm talking about? You know, he just layer by layer, when we're walking with him, we're not forcing anything. I don't know what to think. I won't get letters over this kind of thing. But I don't know what to think when we have somebody that is not trained and takes us back and starts getting us to open up to a lot of things and talk through a lot of things before we're ready. I believe in having somebody that really knows what they're doing in layers and layers and layers and layers. Not just taking me back someplace that is not protected and led there by my God. I want my healer to take me there, not somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about. Listen, if you're chronically depressed, you really do need to see a professional. Don't be scared to do that. Don't be driven by a spirit of fear. Let me tell you something. Instead of losing our minds, we may be about to find a new one, a renewed mind. That doesn't conform even to our own world and our own past, but is transformed by Christ himself. Have I been given a spirit of fear, or have I been given the spirit of Christ that gives me power, love, and a sound mind? A sound mind when I've received a troubling diagnosis and I'm tempted to think, I can't make it through this. I cannot. I'm not strong enough for this. I can't go through this with this threat on my health and on my life. I mean, this is the wrong person. I don't have this in me. And I mean, we just begin to go, we honestly stand at a crossroad thinking to ourselves, if I just go with this, if I just go with this thought process, I'm going to lose it here. I'm going to absolutely lose it. Spirit of fear over our very lives and our very health. And yet his word echoes to us in 2 Timothy 1:7. I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and, girlfriend, a very sound mind. The enemy doesn't get to have that. No diagnosis can take that from you. No health problem can take that from you. No rejection can take that from you. No betrayal can take that from you. No circumstance can take that from you. It is your right in Christ. Everybody say, I have the right to a sound mind. No matter my health. No matter my circumstances. No matter my past. I have the right to a sound mind. And I was thinking to myself, I have a sibling that cares for an invalid husband. And there are times that she says to me, if I do not get out of here, you know how I'm going to complete this sentence based on our lesson today? I'm going to lose my mind. I'll lose my mind. She does need to get out. She does need help. But the enemy does not get to threaten us with the loss of our minds. Not if we're in Christ. Because we have the right to a sound mind. a sound mind when I'm tempted to panic. When I'm tempted to panic. Listen, nothing makes us more manic than when we're tempted to panic. Nothing. Nothing. Panic always leads to poor decisions. Always. Panic is a sudden rush, a sudden tidal wave of fear. Panic is fear on steroids. Panic is when fear takes a surge, a sudden surge. It's not just slow and growing and steady and building. It comes in one huge surge. And listen, panic will lead us wrong every single time. I'm praying, let's not just hear a lesson. Let's live a lesson. Let's live a lesson. In the next couple of days, or maybe today, when something happens, if you find out there's going to be layoffs at your work and you are tempted to panic, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power out of love and of a sound mind. You start panicking because you think that something has happened in your marriage, but you're not sure of it, and you start to have a knee-jerk reaction. Listen, all in the world knee-jerks do is cause us to kick somebody. Every time. Every time. Panic is manic. Everybody say, panic is manic.
Panic is manic.
It does not lead to sound decisions. A sound mind. Somebody needs to work with me here. When I'm hormonal, I'm sorry, brothers, but you have no idea what I'm talking about here. No idea. We don't get to have 3 or 4 days a month to be out of our minds. We can make a decision. We can make a decision. I've not been given a spirit of PMS, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Somebody's listening thinking, on Christian programming, we're talking about PMS. Let me tell you something. The reason we are defeated by our PMS is because we're not praying about it. We're not talking about it. That's what I'm saying to you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? What if we start praying about it? What if we start praying about it? What if, here's what I want to throw out at you. What if we exchanged our PMS for PLS? Power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. You got a chance to trade it off. Listen, I wouldn't be telling you this if it didn't turn out okay, because it wouldn't be funny otherwise. I'm not saying it's funny now. I'm just saying it's interesting, and it makes a point. But in the Houston area, a couple of months ago, there was a newscast of something that happened just outside the city limits. It seemed that some furniture deliverers had come to a house to make their delivery, had brought their truck, and when they came up to the front door, the woman, I'm telling you the truth, the woman insisted that they take off their shoes. Only they refused to. And she asked him again. She said, I'm telling you, you're not coming in my house, and I'm paraphrasing this, without taking off your shoes. And they refused to again. And then she pulled a gun on them. And I'm telling you the truth. Now, I'm just telling you, she did not shoot them, but she did end up in a little bit of trouble, and that's another story. But here's what I want to say to you. What on earth would cause a woman to pull a gun on men that would not take their shoes off to come and deliver her furniture? Well, here is my theory. I don't know for sure. My theory is that she had vacuum. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And she had had all the lines. And don't you just hate luck, you don't know how to get back out of the room? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Gentlemen, I don't know if y'all are getting this with me. But women do not want people to walk on their carpeted, their freshly vacuumed carpet. We don't want that. I suggest you don't do it. Now you know what can happen. I'm also suggesting to you that there could have been a little hormonal difficulty. And they should have rescheduled is all I'm suggesting. Perhaps I'm wrong. when I'm going to bring you bodily harm because you walked on my vacuum carpet. I need 2 Timothy 1:7 in the worst way. I want you to see in 2 Timothy 1, verse 13, it's the coolest thing. This is why I love to look at different translations of verses and love to study and see what translators have to say about it. 2 Timothy 1:13 says, Paul is talking to Timothy, what you have heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. What you have heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching. Teaching. That phrase that is translated sound teaching means in its most literal sense, and this is how Word Biblical Commentary translates it, healthy words. Healthy words. It says, hold to the pattern of healthy words. For you that are holding a Bible today, listen, that is packed full of healthy words. In a world that's just fraught with, and I don't mean this in the medical term. I just mean this is we live in a world that's just nuts. I mean, just going so quickly. We're under so much pressure, under so much stress. We're just like, feel like we're just losing our minds. Let me tell you something. I got to have me some healthy words. One reason why I live on the Word of God is because that's how I hold to the pattern of healthy words. It's health to my bones and renewing to my mind. When I feel threatened or when I feel betrayed or when I feel rejected, I can go back, grab my Bible. Listen, there are times I just lay my head back and lay it open on my head going, do something here. Do something here. Because I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes it is hard to live inside this woman. You have no idea what I'm living with in here. Sometimes I feel like there's just like 14 of us all in one head. You may know what I'm talking about. I gotta have me some healthy words. Somebody say, I gotta have me some healthy words. I want you to write down a portion of a verse. I'm gonna give you a different translation. It's Isaiah 33:6. Listen, somebody right now is about to get a word. I'm just about to get a word. Isaiah 33:6 says in the NIV, he will be a sure foundation for your times. A sure foundation for your times. But the New English Translation says it this way. He is your constant source of stability. He is your constant source of stability. Listen, life will rock and roll you. It is a constant roller coaster. You wake up every morning, you have no idea what will happen that day. But God knows. Your God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And He, your God, is your constant source of stability. At the risk of losing your respect, I went through a season of my life in my early 30s when the devil almost successfully came to take my mind. And I feared that, like some of my predecessors in my family line, I would not be able to hold on and grasp reality. And it was a lie. It was a lie. Because on the other side of that healing process, I only lost my destructive mind. And I found a healthy one. I no longer think like that person. I no longer act like that person. I no longer feel like that person. I have been transformed. And there is only one reason that I am. And it is Jesus. Jesus. The lover of your soul. Jesus. The healer of your mind.